If you have your Bibles, would you open them, please, to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter number 16, if you would, in the Old Testament, second book of the Old Testament, Exodus, and Exodus. Here we go, Exodus. And we'll look at just several, individual verses here. And just as courtesy, if you do have a cell phone, if you'd be so kind to find it and then mute it, and that would be honoring to the Lord today. Amen. I'm going to ask all the teenagers, no games, amen, no texting, amen, just put it up. You came all the way here. You might as well hear something that's going to help you. And sometimes I know at church you think, well, you know, this isn't for me. It will be. It'll be for you right now, or it will be in the very near future. And so we don't know if this is the last service we have. Time is short. The trumpet's going to sound real soon. We're going to be out of here. And we'll want to say that we were paying attention in that last service. And so the Lord will speak to us. I will not be long. Exodus chapter 16, the Bible says in verse number 14. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And then in verse number 19, and Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Verse 20, notwithstanding they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. Verse 31, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white. And the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. We're going to speak on this subject for just a few moments this morning. What's the manna with you? Or we could call it, which day are you living? And I'm not preaching an evangelistic message to crowds of non-Christians today. I'm speaking mostly to Christians. That's right. And just something that's practical. I think that'll help. Father, bless now the brief time we have. Pray you'd help us. We all have needs. Some of our needs everyone knows. Some of our needs only you know. And in some cases, some of our needs, we don't even know what we really need. Would you help us? Thank you for everyone that made you a priority today. Some people drove an hour to get here. Some people drove a bus to pick up friends. Some are brand new to our church. By faith, they ventured, they tried a church they'd never been to. We pray they'd not be disappointed with what you say today. In Jesus' name, amen. So here's a little background if you're not a Bible student. At this case in the history, God had judged a nation of Israel. He had punished them for idolatry, worshiping idols, living wickedly. A good heavenly father always corrects his kids. Amen. A good father is not one that lets the kids wreak havoc, do whatever they want to. A real father has rules, has affection, has correction. So God corrected them. He allowed them to go into Egypt, and they possibly built the pyramids. For hundreds of years, they were slaves. Then God did a miracle. He parted the Red Sea. He turned the heart of Pharaoh, the king, and said, you can leave now. Because God had something better for them, the promised land, Canaan. And if you're here today and you're not a Christian, if you're not a child of God, God has something better for you. He's got something a lot better than what the devil can give you. He's got something a lot better than what you can provide for yourself, because what God gives can last forever. And so they crossed the Red Sea, and then God, you know, here's 1.5 million people. Some of us do good to feed 5 kids and us. 1.5 million. What do you do with them? How do you cook for them? DoorDash had not been invented yet. They didn't have that. Walmart, for some of you, it's going to shock you, it wasn't in the Bible days. And so here's 1.5 million people. They tell Moses, man, we're hungry. They must have been Baptists. They were hungry all the time. We're hungry. Moses said, Lord, I'm just leading them. I'm not feeding them. And God did a miracle. Every morning it began to rain bread. God called it manna. It was like little wafers, little pinches of bread that just fell from heaven. In one place, God called it angel's food. It's what angels eat. Now, I don't know if that's where angel food cake came from, but it's what angels eat. Another place, he said wafers, coriander seed. Another place, it said it tasted like corn, or I would say cornbread. Other places, honey and wheat. So it had a sweet taste. It had a grain taste. It had a bread taste to it. Every morning the Jews would wake up and the ground was covered with this bread. All they had to do was just gather it. Some of them ate it raw. I'm sure the lazy people just spent the night outside, laid on their back, opened their mouth, and it just fell in their mouth. Others paid others to gather it for them, but they cooked it. I'm sure they learned all the recipes, you know, manna on toast, cooked manna, steamed manna, just all these recipes. And so God provided for his people. It was a miracle. It was such a big miracle. At the end of their journey, they even put a bunch of manna in a pot, and they put it in the famous Ark of the Covenant. Amen. So they would remember forever, our God for 40 years provided for us. Amen. By the way, if God is not taking care of you right now, your basic needs, food and shelter, you need to either check, make sure you're his, or make sure you're right with him. Our Father always takes good care of his children. So this manna fell on the ground. There was one rule. God wanted to test his people. He said, here's how it is. I want you to keep needing me. You wonder why God doesn't just let us each win the lottery? Because we'd probably never pray anymore. We sure wouldn't be at church anymore. He keeps us, it seems like, we make just enough, pay the bills, get by, maybe a little extra, and then start the week again. He wants us to need him. And so he put enough bread on the ground, and whatever they gathered, he said, gather all you can eat just for today. You can't store it. You couldn't put it in the refrigerator or a cool place, because if it was left, it stunk, it melted, and it bred worms. Some Baptists didn't listen. Excuse me, some of these Jews didn't listen. And they brought in several days' worth. And soon it stunk and worms got into it. Moses was angry. He said, I told you just enough for today. And so that's the miracle here. You say, well, what is this a symbol of? In the book of John, Jesus said this, I am the bread of life. They said, Moses gave us bread. Jesus said, no. My Father gave you that bread. Amen. I am the bread of life. Amen. Now, what's all that mean? It means only Jesus can satisfy. Amen. Only Jesus can give you the strength. Let's get the phone off, please. Only Jesus can give you the strength that you need to face your life. Amen. And so let me just give you just several just quick thoughts here. There's 3 days that we can live. Some people live yesterday. They live yesterday. They live in the past. We all have past. Whether you're a teenager or an older person. What's older? Over 30. You remember when an old person was 30? Now you keep up in it. Now you 80-year-olds. Old is 100, 120. The Beatles had the old hit song years ago, Yesterday. It was kind of a sad song as they sang it. Yesterday. All my dreams were in yesterday. Let me just remind you, hindsight is always 20/20. All of us can look back and say, if I had to do it over, I would have bought that house. If I had to do it over, maybe I'd have dated that person. If I had to do it over, I wouldn't have missed church. If I had to do it over, I would have gone to church camp. If I had to do it over, maybe I'd have gone to a Christian college. If I had to do it over, I wouldn't have got drunk. If I had to do it over, I'd have never started drugs. We all have regrets. We all have sad memories in the past. So here it is. Here's kind of how living in living yesterday is all about. That's why country music is so popular. It's all about the past. You lost your car, you lost your job, you lost your truck, you lost your dog. Heard about that fella. A police car started following him, so he started going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. Well, never mind, I'll tell that some other time. I don't have time. We got to get into it. Many Bible characters had pasts. The Apostle Paul, he had killed Christians. Then he became a Christian. He had a past. Moses had killed a man when he was younger. He had a past. The maniac of Gadara lived naked for years. I'm sure he had a past of embarrassment. Nebuchadnezzar went insane for 7 years, acted like a cow. He was the king of Babylon. So he was humiliated. Jacob was selfish, and then he finally got right. The prodigal son came home with pig stink all over him. He was shamed. Naomi had made some wrong decisions. She had regret. All I'm trying to say is this. If every one of us could undo something in the past, we would all have something to undo.
Amen.
We'd all redo. We'd ask for another chance. Folks, that's life.
That's right, preacher.
You're not the only person with some regrets that wish you had done something different, took back some words. All of us have that. It's past.
Amen.
Paul, the great Christian, said, he said, one thing I do, and here's what he said in Philippians, forgetting the past. If you've confessed something you've done in the past, God's forgotten it.
Amen.
Stop bringing it up.
Amen.
Well, it keeps coming back in my memory, and I understand, but that's not God doing that.
Amen.
That's the devil. The devil's the great accuser. And he's the one that's even told you at times, why do you even bother coming to church? You're not perfect. Everyone knows you're not perfect. Hey, nobody's perfect. All God has to use is people with a past. With a past. Is that where you're living yesterday? Is that where you're living? Always looking back over your shoulder of how it could have been and maybe what it should have been. And man, I wish I... Someone says, man, if I'd have known houses were going to go up Napa so high, I'd have bought about 10 of them years ago. But you couldn't afford to even rent 10 years ago.
True.
Some people live in a different day. I want to give this to you. They live in tomorrow.
Right.
Disney even has a place called Tomorrowland. And that's where some people live. Tomorrow. I said, Pastor, what are you getting at here? I'm getting at it. I'm getting there. I will be there soon. It was Pharaoh. The plagues had happened to Egypt. Frogs were everywhere. Frogs were in their ovens. Frogs were in Pharaoh's bed. They were just everywhere. He called Moses. He said, get rid of these frogs. He said, when? Classic statement. Pharaoh said, tomorrow. I just want one more night with the frogs. I just love those frogs so much. I don't want them to croak yet. The word yesterday is only used about 8 times in the Bible. The word tomorrow is, I believe, under 100 times. So God wants us to look in the past, make sure we correct things. And yes, He is interested in tomorrow. Yes, we need to plan financially, plan for retirement. Plan for these things. But some people, that's all they do is live in tomorrow. And here's what we do. We worry. We worry.
Right.
Say, Pastor, is this all you have, all these pictures? Look, I've been traveling. Hey. We worry.
That's right.
Jesus on His Sermon on the Mount said this. He says, does not your heavenly Father clothe the grass of the field? I'll give you clothing. I'll give you food. Then He said, sufficient is the evil thereof. Tomorrow, there'll be enough problems to keep you busy. So don't focus on tomorrow.
Amen.
We live in a day where it's easy to be worried. Just turn on the news.
Yeah.
Who's going to nuke us first? Who's going to be our next president? Or will we be a free nation? What about inflation? What about the cost of living? Where is it safe?
Yeah.
Burglars. Lootings. Where is there safe? What city safe in America anymore? The kidnapping. There is enough for every one of us to be worried to death.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
What, of, What am I eating? Is this pill really what they say it is? Is this full of contaminants? It's just, am I going to get botulism? Just, can I go on vacation? They're kidnapped. It's a lot to worry about. Amen. Guess what I found out? Here it is. This is going to shock you. Whatever day God wants you to die, that's when you're going to die. Not a moment earlier. Someone asked me, they said, Pastor, what do you want people to look in your casket and say about you when you die? I want them to say, I think he's moving. That's what I want them to say. What day are you living? You're putting all your energy into the past. You're putting all your energy. Some of you young people can't even smile anymore because you're so worried about the future of our nation. Won't you just get your mind off of that? Let the adults worry and get old. And if you've ever traveled with your kids, especially on a trip, vacation, here's how it works. The driver sees a deer and said, oh, look, a deer. And the kids look out of the back seat, where? And they say, there. Where? There's another one. Where? Well, now he's there. And they miss the whole trip. Some people's life is like that. God says, hey, look, here's something wonderful. And you say, where? And he says, there. And we just keep missing it. Past, present. And then here's where God wants us to live. You ready? Today. 2,600 times that word is mentioned in the Bible. About 2,600. Maybe that's why God mentions it that many times. You know what it does? It gives us joy. It gives us contentment. Today, God created the earth. In the book of Genesis, it says evening and the morning were the first day. That's why our week is called Monday, Tuesday, not Wednesday week, Thursday month, Friday year, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one day at a time. The old country song. I don't know why I got country songs on my mind. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. You know, that's maybe what he wants us to live.
Amen.
Hey, just live today. Amen. Well, I got a busy week. Well, enjoy Sunday. It's still Sunday all day. The manna. What's the lesson from the manna stinking? If they gather too much for the day, here it is. You ready? Here's the dissection of that verse. If you live more than one day at a time, life stinks.
Yeah, that's good, preacher. That's good. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pastor, what are you doing this Thursday? I'm sure I've got it on the calendar. I hadn't got there yet. I'm kind of focusing on today. When my wife was in the hospital, those 80 days, 21 days ICU, how'd you make it, Pastor? Just today.
Yep. Amen. Good.
You ever wonder if she's getting out? No, we just kind of focused on today.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
And that's how she made it, with a good attitude. She didn't stab very many people while she was in the hospital. She's in a good attitude. But why? Just today. What am I supposed to do today? What am I supposed to swallow today? What needles are they going to stick in me today? What test today? She didn't say, when am I getting out of here? She said, just today.
Amen.
It's the key to life.
Amen.
What a man that's a fly fisherman guide comes to our church sometimes. He's not here because it's beautiful weather. Anyway, if you've ever fly fished and it doesn't... If you don't know anything about fish, you're not catching flies. You're using flies or look like flies to catch fish. Here's what you do. You see that nice brook trout over there in the water. You can see them just kind of treading the water. You pull out some line, you throw it. Pull out some line, throw it. Pull out some line, throw it. Until you get that fly right in front of his nose. You do not pull out all the line and then try to throw it. Then you're all tangled up. And some people's life is that way, to pull out all the life, the whole month. What about August? And we're already into 2024 and getting married and graduating from college, our grandkids. Won't you just live today?
Amen.
Just today. What's God tell us to do today? I've got about 5 minutes. I'll just give them to you quickly. Here it is. He says, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Right.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. It gives you joy just today. Just today. What are we supposed to do today? Well, if you're not a child of God, you're supposed to get saved today. 2 Corinthians 6:4 says, he says, in a time I have rescued or succored thee. He says, and behold, today is the day of salvation. If you're here today and you've been thinking about accepting Jesus Christ, they sang about his blood that was shed for you and that covers our sins and forgives and cleanses us and makes it so we can go to heaven. If you've never applied that to your heart, today's the day.
Amen.
Well, what day does God want me to get saved? Today. What day does he want me to accept his son? Today. And that's how that goes.
Amen.
Quickly, what am I supposed to do today? Forgive. He commands us in Ephesians, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Has someone hurt you? Has someone disappointed you? Has someone maligned you? Has someone betrayed you? Guess what God says? Forgive them. Well, I can't do that the rest of my life. You don't have to. Just today. If we paid you $1 million, could you try not to think about them? Well, I could do it for a day. All right, we'll do it. And God will bless you. You won't get the $1 million, but God will bless you for that. Number next, hear his voice. He says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. God wants every day of our life to be where we spend some time in this book and spend some time praying to him until we know he's speaking to us. He won't speak out loud, but he'll speak in your heart. He says, today, I want you to hear my voice today. I'll give you the rest. Here's probably the most important. Take up your cross daily and follow me. What's that mean? We all have a load to bear. For some, it's a sick loved one. For some, it's grief because we've buried a loved one. For some, it's a trial, a health trial they're going through. For others, it's a rejection. It's been a divorce. For some, you climbed the ladder and found out it was leaning against the wrong building. For others, it's regret. We all have something heavy we carry. For some, they're a single parent. For some, they're a widow. For some, they're a widower. For some, they're a teenager in this mixed up world. So what's he say? Pick up that cross just today.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'm an addict. I've been on drugs for years and I'm clean. How do I live clean the rest of my life? You don't have to. Just today.
Amen.
Just clean today on Sunday.
Amen.
How do I deal with rejection? Just today. It's the key to life. How do you think Jesus made it without cracking up? For 30 years, he knew that hill, Golgotha, he's going to be crucified right in front of that hill. He knew Judas would betray him. And guess what? He kept preaching, kept loving people. He kept singing, kept having joy. How come? Because he lived just today. Today. Take up your cross. What are we supposed to do today? Get to church. It's Sunday. He says they were daily in the temple. What are we supposed to do today? Daily perform my vows. That's what David said in Psalm 61:8. See, these young people make decisions at camp, and then it gets scary. How can I live the rest of my life with that decision? Again, young people, you don't have to. Just today.
Amen.
Just today, the right crowd, obeying your parents, honoring your parents. I'm losing some of you now, so let's just pull these off. Okay. How do we change? Just today.
Amen.
He says, the inward man is renewed day by day. Well, my wife wants me to change. I wish my wife would change. I wish my husband would change. How's God do it? He changes you today. Then he changes you a little bit the next day. Just a day at a time, and pretty soon there's been a great change
right.
in your life. But it's one day. It's a day at a time, just a day at a time.
Amen.
What are we supposed to do? Exhort one another daily. Hebrews 3:13. Find someone to encourage. Find someone to text. Hey, good to see you, man. I'm praying for you. Hang in there. You're going to make it. You mean a lot to me. I believe in you. Encourage
Amen.
Every day. Witness. They were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Just today. They study the scriptures just today. You know, it's interesting to me coming down for the landing. That word today was one of Jesus Christ's last words. Interesting to me. On the cross, he looks at a thief and he says, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Amen.
I love that. Jesus was focused on, we're not worrying about the next 3 days in the grave. I'm just worried about today.
That's good. Amen.
Today with me. Sometimes I'll be on planes. Sometimes people will talk to me. Sometimes they won't. When you have a Bible out, sometimes it is quiet. You open your Bible, it's like they're facing the window, conversation's over. But oftentimes I'll be on the plane and I'll just say, hey, tell me, what was the greatest day of your life? And they'll stop for a moment. Oftentimes they'll say when their baby was born, when they finished college, when they got married. But once they're through, they'll always look back at me and say, so, when was your greatest day? And I'll say, you don't want to know. And they'll say, no, really. I say, you don't want to know. Well, it was February 23rd, 1970. What? You remember the date? Oh, sure. Greatest day ever. Best day ever. It's when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've never forgotten it. Never forgotten it. Someone said, I can't prove this, that the demons were having a conference. Satan said, how can I get the most number of people in hell? One demon spoke up and he says, tell them the Bible's not true. Satan said, well, that's not going to work. Too many people have had their lives changed by this book and they know it's true. One of them said, tell them Jesus is not really the Son of God. He's not really God. Satan said, that won't work because the demons fled when he spoke. Finally, one said, tell them the Bible's true. Tell them Jesus is God, but tell them to get saved and live for the Lord tomorrow. The devil said, that'll work. That'll work because tomorrow never comes. Again, answer in your heart, what day are you living? Yesterday? Your life's going to be sad. Tomorrow, life's going to be fretful and worrisome. Today, there's excitement. There's excitement. Pastor, what are you doing the rest of the summer? Hadn't got to it yet, but I know today. I know today. I recommend it. It's the greatest life. You'll enjoy your days. Just today. It's kind of interesting, and I'm done. Look, I'm taking this off because I don't like this one. I don't like this one. If you've ever visited someone in a rest home, my mother's in a rest home now. She's got dementia. They'll usually have a calendar in their room, and it's not a month calendar or a yearly calendar. It says, today is Sunday, July 16th. They want those people to just get through today. Maybe that's what we need to do. It's in the Bible. What's the manna with you these days? Is life stinking? You're taking too much manna into the tent with you just today. Just today.